Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein, Walter Cronkite, Pat McAfee. When you think about the hardest hitting journalists that take no BS for an answer, that's who I think of. You know, I think about that. What was that show that won an Oscar? Was it Spotlight? That movie about journalism. That's who I think about. Pat McAfee is in that discussion. He did what no other person would be willing to do, and bravely had Lane Kiffin on his show today. I suppose asked him eventually about the reports of whether or not Lane was given an ultimatum by Ole Miss to make a decision by, I think it was like December 9th or something like that. I don't remember exactly what the date was, but
November 28th.
Oh, November 28th. Gotcha. November 28th was the date that, according to The Athletic, he was given.
Yeah, Iqbal.
Let's hear what Lane Kiffin had to say about that.
There's a lot of distractions that come with having success. You just talked about the past 3 years being an absolute juggernaut down there in the SEC for Ole Miss. All the success you've had in the past, your name is a topic of discussion everywhere, seemingly, and will be for the rest of your life. It's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing because it means that you're having success, which is why other people are certainly going to mention your name whenever jobs open up. But there's a rumor now circulating on the internet, and we appreciate you joining us here to maybe kind of clarify this. Was there like an ultimatum given to you in the middle of a season from Ole Miss? It feels like the way I'm reading it on the internet is that Ole Miss has told you, and you're doing yoga, I guess, this morning with the AD. Ole Miss has told you, like, we need an answer. Is that true? And how are you handling it all with the team with what's currently taking place?
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. I mean, our running back sitting right over here. Come on over. And it just couldn't be better. Like I say, you pray for things. Our fans prayed for this type of thing, and now we're in the middle of it. So enjoy it. You're 10-1, you're getting ready, you got a bye week, you get to watch half the country lose, and there's no way we can lose Saturday, and then you play the Egg Bowl and go dominate that and keep that Egg Bowl trophy home where it's been for a long time.
All righty. That felt rehearsed from Lane. That was very odd. That whole, like, because he's normally very sort of dismissive, right? Like, it felt like he was leaning way too much into, hey, Ole Miss, you know, Egg Bowl, this is so huge for us. Like, feels like he's definitely hiding something.
I mean, it's been reported that his family's made these trips to
right.
Gainesville and to Baton Rouge, and so, of course, he's going to sound uncomfortable if you're not going to address it, which he didn't,
right.
Which you'd hope Pat McAfee would say, well, okay, well, this is happening. Looks like you're looking. You have your family there. It's been reported by Stuart Mandel of The Athletic that, you know, Lane was not on the trip, and we get that, but the family was. And so what it looks like in terms of to the rest of the college football world is that you are shopping. You are looking at both of these options that you've got, and you're doing it while you're leading this Ole Miss team. I mean, that's the reality of things. I think even are there pictures out there even of this? So you can't like deny it. He can't put that. That's why did he address it later on in the interview? I'm curious because that's out there.
I don't really think
that
so.
Your family went down to both places. And so a source confirmed that LSU sent a private plane for Kiffin's family to visit Baton Rouge on Monday, and the Kiffins took a similar trip to Gainesville the day before. I mean, it's obvious what's happening here, but he's not addressing it. That's why McAfee's a perfect sort of platform to go out on and trumpet that, yeah, oh, it's business as usual, because it doesn't seem like there's going to be any follow-up question to, well, certainly doesn't look like it's as usual. Certainly looks like you're at least looking at your options when your family is going.
Right.
That's why that would be significant.
Right.
Not just sending, you know, anybody, some representative of you.
Most coaches are always, like, bad at this. Like, they don't know how to.
I figured he'd be better because this has been ongoing now for weeks. You've been the number one guy for weeks at all these, and mentioned in all these spots. And it was weird because I think it was a couple of weeks ago, he was asked about what makes a program good. I'm not exactly sure how you heard that answer.
Uh-huh.
And he went into all these things that was sort of like, you know, what you'd say you need if you were telling a president and an AD, yeah, I'll come take the job. Here's what I need.
Yep.
I mean, it's just weird. And so if you're Ole Miss, sure. I mean, that's done everything for him to this point. But obviously, you're beholden to him.
Yes.
It's the question I asked Jess. I think they're handling it right because he's been so public. Now that you have the reports of the families out there, if you're Ole Miss, you got to put something out there, right? I think they're handling this the right way.
Yeah.
I agreed with Jess there.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably going to lose him, looks like.
It does feel different now? It does feel that way, for sure. It feels like all the momentum is on him leaving.
The word is, if Florida's willing to make him the highest paid coach in the country and you're down in Florida, isn't this the time to go? You may never be hotter, John. You know, these openings that are there now, you know. I mean, there's Oxford and there's Florida. And you might say, okay, well, the expectations are different at Florida. They've long been removed from being that contender. They still have them.
Yeah.
That said, he can own it.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, I mean, can Ole Miss not match? Can Ole Miss not – can they not pay him to be the highest paid coach as well? I would argue that they should. I mean, this is the time for them.
They got funny stuff down in Mississippi with the money. About what they can do state, right? Mm-hmm. There's a cap.
That's correct.
Yes. I think that might factor in. I'm not sure.
There's a cap.
So over the years, there's been a 4-year maximum deal clause with the state legislature.
Gotcha.
And this includes the Mississippi State head coach, who those are the two highest paid employees in the whole state.
But if you're Ole Miss, could you really justify doing that if he hasn't won you one yet? You know, even if you could work it around.
They could probably do a workaround. I'm sure some smart person could figure that out. But you're right, Jason. Been a thing.
Are you right to hand him off and make him, okay, well, that's an offer we can't match.
I'm with
John
on
this. The highest paid.
But all in to get this done.
This is AI overview, so you know, I don't know how, you know,
what they say,
but they say that they work around that 4-year maximum with an automatic extension clause.
I gotcha. Like a Silverfield deal.
Basically his deal is through 2035 right now.
I see.
You know, like I don't know what the benchmarks are, but I mean, I suppose, you know, there is a difference because the automatic clause does not mean guaranteed money.
Right. You're giving salary through an extended deadline beyond the contract.
You're saying if you're here, you will get this year.
Yeah.
But if you would get, you know, if for whatever reason it went south and you got fired, you would only be owed 4 years of your deal.
Ole Miss got to figure this out.
I could be wrong on that, but I think that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Ole Miss, I just think, might get Memphis here, where there's just still a higher level than you. I know we've said a lot about
unreal.
How jobs are the same now, but. I don't know, man. He hasn't won one yet. I get that this is the highest they've ever been. They probably feel like they can win it with him.
So hard to get back.
Florida is in desperation mode. They're ready to shake up college football and say, we're back.
Yeah.
So I get it on their side in terms of, you're going to make this guy the highest paid coach in the country, and he hasn't, you know, hasn't produced a national champion yet.
Damn.
But I don't know. Ole Miss, you're going to have a lot of guys, you know, who they could get in that spot now because that level of jobs has been raised up clearly.
Yeah.
Probably higher, but we'll see. I don't think you can turn – I don't know if it's number one and you're in Florida, I don't think Lane can turn it down.
Yeah, I mean, obviously LSU's in the mix as well. I mean, you have two jobs here that, you know, I mean, I think LSU, for my money, would be a better job than Florida because they have done it more recently than Florida. And you're fighting with nobody in Louisiana. Like,
right.
You're still fighting Miami. You're still fighting Florida State if they ever get it rolling again.
You kind of, it's asking for somebody to come in there and take it over is what it looks like. I mean, Mario, you know, he fails in November. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. Mike Norvell is off the chain. If they don't move on from him now, they're just saying, we want to remain dead. Goalish, just disappointed.
Yep.
So there's an opportunity for Lane to go in there as the hottest dude in the country and take it over, including with this momentum that he's got. All these recruits are looking at him.
Yeah.
If Lane's coming to Florida, he can. If he wants to, he could say, I'm taking over.
Yeah. Yeah, he could.
So I don't think that's anything that scares him in terms of what's down there in Florida right now.
Well, and then you probably have to deal with, you know, Georgia probably there on the border as well. Yeah. But, no, I mean, you're going to get all the NIL in the world, so – whether you go to Florida or LSU, it just does feel like Ole Miss has taken the third position on this, you know, on this board here. It just doesn't feel like there's a lot of momentum for him to stay right now.
Yeah, they're scared now. I mean, once your family's going to these spots, one after the other.
But if I had to say, I would figure it out. If I'm Ole Miss, I'd figure it out. I'd make him the highest paid because you're not going to be able to come close with the next hire. It feels like to what Lane has brought to Oxford. Because
you've
set it up. You know, I think you expected it to go well, but you've set it up. He's not made a playoff. He's on pace to make a playoff. But like, there's just no guarantee that the next guy isn't going to be anywhere as good as Lane. You know, I mean, who are you getting? And so I would do everything if he wants to leave after we offer him the highest paid, you know, to be the highest paid coach in college football, then that's his prerogative. But I would not lose Lane Kiffin because I cheaped out. I would make him leave because he just wanted to go to Florida or LSU. And again, I don't know what their money situation is there, but I mean, honestly, if you don't have it now, you're never going to have it because this is like peak for Ole Miss football. Like you're knocking down the door of the playoff. So if they don't have it, they just don't have it, and that's another discussion, but. I would do everything within my power to try to, you know, keep him there for finances. Again, it could be a bigger conversation. It could be about other things. You know, everybody keeps talking about high school recruiting. You know, they're like, oh, you can't recruit high school at Ole Miss. You can recruit high school at Florida. You can recruit high school at LSU, which, you know, I obviously would not argue that because of the state talent disparity. But, I mean, if you can do it through the portal, it to me feels like the same thing. And that's what he's been doing at Ole Miss. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Lane Kiffin. No deadline of November 28th. It sounds like, according to what he said on, on Pat Mac. And I would say that makes sense. Like, I don't know how Ole Miss would be in a position to say, you better give us an answer by November 28th, or else, or what? What? You gonna fire me? What are you gonna do? Like, your offer isn't valid to me. Like, Ole Miss really has no leverage in this situation. So.
Well, I mean, only if they're going to say, we're not going to make him number one. If they're coming at it like you're saying, we're going to do whatever's possible. But if they're also coming at it like a Memphis in this situation, I know it's different because that's a blue blood that John left for. But if they're already saying, we're not going to make you number one, we can't do that, then they're fine with sort of let us know, because what they're doing right now is getting embarrassed in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Lane is out here on McAfee saying nothing's going on. And yet they've got the AD getting calls about the family being in. That's what's really going on in Baton Rouge and Gainesville. Now there are reports out there from On3 and reputable sources. And so he's embarrassing them in a way. Some would argue he should be allowed to run it his way.
Yeah.
Look at options. These are potentially life-changing options for Lane Kiffin, who's put Ole Miss football in a place it's never been. I would probably lean that way. Towards, you better be careful. That's right. He's probably earned this, the right to sort of do it. And if he wants to say, hey, it ain't happening while he's got his family there, we're going to be fine with that. But know that those calls are coming. You're going to have rich donors saying he's embarrassing us. And you've got to be the one, I guess, Keith Carter in this sense, that's fielding those calls and saying whether or not. What do you think they're asking him? They're saying, is he staying or is he going? And
Absolutely.
So that's the point. Yeah. And if Keith Carter's got a line that says, well, we can't get this high, can we?
Right.
Donor, you ready to do this? And I'm imagining that's probably a no from them, right?
Right.
To go up to number one when he has it. You'll make him higher paid than Kirby? You know, Ole Miss? That's a whole new stratosphere for them.
It is.
Now, he's raised them to an excited level. I just don't know if they're there. So,
well, they got
to
decide
That's why I think I'm fine. Just like Jess, I'm kind of on that Jess side. Jessica Benson, we asked her about it. I'm in that same boat. If they want to handle it this way, that's fine. I mean, Eli can go there and do the same thing. He's going to win a national championship? No. But if Ole Miss has raised up this level now where it's willing, it's helped Lane, who is a magnet, but it's helped him, as you've continued to point out, get one of the top transfer portal classes. You're going to have a lot of other coaches that say, I can go there and do that and at least make the college football playoff. That would probably keep Ole Miss fans happy.
Yes, yes. Now, maybe they've said, hey, you've got our offer. You know what we can do.
Like, I mean, there's a part of me respects that, right? Yeah. Especially when you got your family down there and, you know, but publicly on McAfee, you're saying you're with us?
Yeah.
That, I mean, you're speaking out of two sides there. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I mean, and that's Lane. I mean, ask Tennessee fans, right? I mean, ask Tennessee fans, I mean, how that went.
You sign up for it with Lane Kiffin when he gets you to this point. It makes you're hotter than ever.
Right.
But so is he.
Right.
And he is not tied to you. This is still, I mean, I love what he's done. I respect what they've done. This is still Mississippi, man. I mean, Mississippi holding on to they're going to have the highest paid coach in the country.
It would be a new level for them. Yeah. It would be, and again, I mean, they're paying him 8.75 right now. They'd have to pay him, I think, what, 13.5? They'd have to, you know, basically go up by 60%. I mean, they probably can't do that. It would, you know, because if they did, maybe he'd be there right now. We wouldn't be having these conversations. But yeah, I mean, also Lane he's a nomad. I mean, he goes from the Raiders to the Vols to USC.
He's
fired there, goes to, you know, Alabama, then FAU, now Ole Miss. I mean, he's been at Ole Miss longer than I would have thought. I mean, I've said that, you know, a few times.
And like, this may be the hottest he ever gets.
Right. It feels like if you are turning down Florida and LSU, you're not leaving. Like, you've made a decision in your mind that I am going to be at Ole Miss, and you know, like the Tommy Tuberville line, you're going to have to take me out here in a pine box. Because if you're not leaving for Florida LSU, what the hell are you leaving for at that point? I mean.
If he wanted, he could have gotten Penn State, everything.
Right.
I mean, it's as hot as you're ever going to be. He's number one in everybody's mouth.
Right, right.
And if you're not going to move now, then to your point, why would you? This seems like the opportunity.
Yes, because I'm, you know, from his perspective, he's like, listen, I have Ole Miss. I've got them. I've won 10 games or more 3 years in a row, and we're probably about to go to the playoff. You know, this is rare air for this program, right? Like, so I can only go down. I can't go better. I can only get worse from here. Now, I would argue that Ole Miss can probably keep it there, but he's the one that's in the trenches every day. He knows better than I would in terms of the sustainability of it. And I, you know, obviously, you know, there's such an appetite and hunger at Florida and LSU historically over many, 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 many generations.
You said, he's always moved.
But yeah, he's also always moved. Like,
and this 5 years, it probably does represent maybe the longest he stayed somewhere.
Now, look, I mean,
USC 3 years, I guess, four seasons, 3 years.
He's also, you know, 50. And I think, you know, this particular era, he has, I believe he's gotten sober. He doesn't drink anymore. Like, he's focused very much on his, you know, self, you know, health and all that. And so I do think that's an element here that, you know, does matter, but yeah, like, he's always bounced around. And so, you know, he's, I don't want to call him a vagabond, 'cause he did get fired from USC and he had to kind of go rehabilitate his career. But yeah, I mean, Ole Miss has never been perceived as oh man, this is it. This is where the end of the road is. You stay at Ole Miss forever. You know, he would be an originator in that way. I thought there was a chance if they could get him where he needed to be, but if the financials aren't there, then they're just not there, and you got to do what you got to do. So we'll see what that decision ultimately is. Any problem?
Man, what does this do to the team?
That's what I was going to ask.
When it's this big,
is
this not a huge distraction for the guys?
There's thought that he would have to leave before the playoff, right? Like, if he takes another job, Florida or LSU, he'd have to leave before that happens. What do you make of that? Like, leaving your team that you take to the playoff?
I don't know. It's tough. I said about Silverfield that hopefully he would stay through if at that time he had beaten the teams he could have beaten and you were still in the college football playoff.
That was a lifetime ago.
I don't know. That's a little bit more high profile in terms of the job you're taking, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, you got to go get the job started, but
right, and they're going to demand it because they're going to have the power to because of who they are getting you. So
Brian Kelly took the LSU job when Notre Dame was fifth in the college football playoff rankings. With the conference championship game.
I don't know. I'd just play the whole, I think I would lean toward play the speech that you owe it to those men that you, at least it's transactional, but you committed yourself to them.
Right.
and you owe it to them. This is a chance for them. What are we talking about here? This ain't like Memphis where it's one and done. You're just happy to be in there. You could make a run. Yep. This Ole Miss team is
has really been
an unbelievable season for them. I didn't think, frankly, it could go any higher than it had, and then here we are.
Yep.
Higher.
Yep.
So if I think he owes it to them, and they, you know, to stay through it, but I realize that's setting somebody back.
Yeah, Justin Fuente, all way back when, wanted to coach that Birmingham Bowl, but Memphis did not allow it. That was the word at the time, that they declined that offer. So
I mean, I get it, but you murdered Paxton with that one.
Yeah. I mean, I think they deserve to kind of go out together.
Yeah.
But Memphis did not see it that way. Memphis wanted to move on.
I mean, I understand why Memphis wanted to move on.
Right.
Because you feel jilted.
Right. It's weird with the guy that's like. And in fairness, that's just the Birmingham Bowl, all right? That's the crappy iron, you know.
You're losing them to a power, you know. At that time, what, Power 5?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say, how about that big, we got to talk about that big deal Pac-12 got.
Oh, I missed it.
We don't know the numbers yet. But
the media deal?
It's all done, baby.
Okay. I thought they already got that done.
But officially done.
Got it. They announced it.
Yeah, we still don't have numbers on what each school's getting.
I guess we'll never find those.
Well, as you know, we had to piece it together.
Right, right. I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if Lane Kiffin is just trying to get the most money out of Ole Miss or if he's on his way out. But he went on Pat McAfee and said no ultimatum from the school, at least.
Scary now.
So we shall see.
Ole Miss about to feel how we felt back in 09.
With Cal?
Yes.
I have very much forgotten. I just resigned myself early on to him leaving. I was like, he's going. Like, he's just going to go, and that's the end of it.
See, he'd been doing it. Jeff talked about this.
Right.
You know, Pitt and these other
NC
places
State.
And kind of going
yes.
back and forth. But yes. he stayed, and we'd done these tug-of-wars.
And Kentucky was by far and away the highest profile job that had come. And you know, I mean, it's not unlike, you know, Florida or LSU here.
Let me throw something at you that's different than a regular rundown item. That it was actually, you talk about Tigers basketball now,
mm-hmm.
that it was actually R.C. Johnson entrusting a product that had reached nearly blue blood status in mm-hmm. terms of enthusiasm and everything else, and entrusting that to a coach who had never coached, been a head coach before. After you missed out on Cannon, that the start of the fall off was right there. Now, God love Josh.
Yeah.
We saluted him. Great win by UNLV. And let's be real. Some of those recruiting classes, well, number one,
I mean,
timing.
Are we doing the 30 for 30 on the demise of Memphis Hoops right now?
It ain't even going to be 30. It's going to be 5 for 5. This is going to be real quick.
Because
I believe it's the truth, John. I just believe it really is the truth.
A lot of that,
remember 2010 in that local class that helped you out, right? But and then a lot of that other recruiting was because it's still Memphis.
Yeah.
It's still Memphis basketball.
Yeah.
And you gave it to him, and God bless him. The dude made 4 straight tournaments.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to the second weekend. But it was the start up. It was. And by the end of it, there was no more madness. Remember Diedrich and them coming out? And because you held on to a good guy too long.
It's like when you have to format it. You're like, what if I told you that the demise
Y'all made
of
it
Memphis
to 30 for
30. Basketball wasn't due to Tubby Smith or Tom Bowen or
Exactly.
Teddy Hardaway, but it was due to the same man who once helped put it in the position of being a near blue blood.
I can just see the light bulb just went off on John.
He, 30 for 30. RC bleeped us again.
It's dead now because of RC Johnson's decision to go with Josh Pastner.
Although I would argue
that started this.
That without RC hiring Cal, it never gets to that.
Of course, just said it in the promo.
So there, I mean,
but I'm just saying he burned it down too, started the burn down.
Okay,
because my point would be,
I agree. He did a bad job with the replacement of Cal. He wasn't prepared
for that product. For yes. what it was, it wasn't just blue blood in terms of like enthusiasm. It was that in terms of moneymaker for you, the seat fees,
you
the donation,
all yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's what it was for you, and you entrusted it to a guy who had never done it before.
It's true.
Because some guys had turned it down, and here's the issue, guys. You held on too long because he was a good man.
Yep.
You held on too long. Then you had to go the other way. This is where it goes back. John's right. Tom Bowen, he's a football guy, hires Tubby, but it already started at
right.
that point.
Right.
right? And Tubby couldn't, you know, yet. Oh, your desperate times are changing. But I'm just telling you there, and I would bring it back home. Don't hang on to Ryan Silverfield too long because he's a good guy, because he runs a clean program.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
Because you might lose. It's been 6 years. You might lose everything.
Yeah.
You stand to lose everything just holding on to good guys.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. Who
don't let this be that moment.
You know, who do good enough, right?
Yeah.
But not great.
But would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think
on if you wanted to really trace it back to the origin,
yes,
this demise,
handing
where
that
we
program
are
to a 31-year-old who had never coached anywhere was a mistake.
With the where it was.
Because
regularly 18,000 again.
Like, this is not meant to take away from Josh, but it, with where that program was in that moment in time, with the landscape still what it was, with the local kids in the next 3 to 4 years, right?
Yes.
Anybody could have done that in that job. I mean, it's just the truth, right? Like, anybody could have done that. Now, in fairness to RC, he tried to hire Scott Drew. He tried to hire Leonard Hamilton. He tried to hire Sean.
You got
to
try again.
You know, nobody wanted to take the job after Cal. It's what we were always told.
Because of the cash cow that it represented at that point, man.
Yeah.
You couldn't just assume it was going to go on with any coach, you know, especially one that had never done it before.
Right.
You had to protect what you had. You at least needed to give it over to somebody who had done it.
Right.
You know, and even if those guys pass on you, well, you go find somebody who's done it. Maybe they don't know as well, but he's going to do it that way. I'm just saying, and I want to say it again, for where he was in his career and how hard he was. I mean, Josh had to work crazy hard. You know, he did a solid job, but he could not keep it near the level. And if you want to, again, go back, that was the start of things. You gave it to somebody who was not prepared. And then you held on to that guy partly because he was a good dude too long, and too much of the luster had come off. So by the time you turn to Tubby, you know, in many ways it's you've already lost a ton. You lost more with Tubby.
Well, that's
so a lot of people look at it as, you know, wrong hire with Tubby.
Right.
Maybe you could have gone, but really was, the damage
was,
had started.
That
with,
was a bad hire as well.
Well, but it was. You know, so Tom depended on search firm. Again, football guy trying to make a important basketball hire.
And that's another case of the good guy.
Wrong move.
They hired him because he's a good guy.
Good guy. And he was coach of the year according to Sporting News that year. So he had a little.
That's true.
He had an award pay.
He checked some
boxes.
He had
boxes. Done a good job that year.
And you were just trying to go the opposite of Josh. You were trying to go with the veteran coach who was a good coach.
We got unproven, so let me get the veteran guy. Search firm, what do you got?
Yeah.
Pumps out Tubby. But in many ways, I mean, it was just as bad in terms of trying to keep momentum up and that kind of thing.
But, you know, Bruce Pearl said no. Leonard Hamilton said no. Scott Drew said no. I mean, I don't really remember who was out there at that time that was gettable. I mean, surely somebody, some sitting head coach would have said yes. I don't think it would have been a guy that was, you know,
well, folks were scared.
Yes.
They were scared to follow Cal.
Yes.
I get that.
But I mean, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I truly, you know, I'm going to ask Jeff Goodman and see who he thinks could have taken it.
But I'm not bringing this up to say, oh, let's go back and reevaluate the Josh era or with it. I'm bringing this up to apply it to football, if you can catch my drift.
Right, right.
Oh, he runs a good program.
Kellogg was discussed for that job as well, right?
Yeah, but he had not been a head coach, I believe. I think
same with Josh.
Yeah,
and neither had Tony Barbee. Had
right.
He?
Right.
Yeah, Barbie was in the same. All those assistants
correct
were in the mix.
And let's
and
be
then,
let's be real.
They were going to
after
Kentucky
the, after
them.
The turndowns.
Tony Barbee would not have been it.
I don't think any of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, Cal's. I think they would. You know, I mean, Josh was the only assistant that they had that, you know, would have, I think, brought some juice.
Josh has been the most successful assistant Cal's had out of that tree.
Yeah.
Where was my guy Mike Anderson back then?
Mike Anderson, was he at Missouri by then?
Where was Mike Anderson in 2009?
Missouri, maybe?
Was he still on a bench somewhere?
So this was 2009. He was at Missouri.
Yeah.
And he's probably not leaving Missouri for Memphis. Nope. I don't know. He was coming off an Elite Eight at Missouri that year.
Yeah, he ain't leaving.
But he
that
wasn't going to leave. They weren't going to let him leave for Memphis.
No.
Unfortunately. You had to get him the year before when he was 16-16.
I'm going back to my 2009 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mike would have been hot. You're not getting him from Missouri.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Don't act like Josh was the only way you can go, bro.
No, I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying that they did try for the whole high profile guy.
Oh, I know.
They were
all told. Hell, some people wrote Scott Drew don't come here.
Right.
You know, basically.
Yeah. Yes. How many tournaments did Josh and then
Scott Drew was possibly gettable, John. Possibly.
Who is it?
Drew.
They tried. He got cold feet. He said no.
Because Memphis said, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
City said, we don't want you.
That's right. That was always what they said. Who knows how accurate? That's an easy scapegoat. Easy scapegoat. Maybe he was just trying to get a raise out of Baylor. See, that was the problem. Everybody was using Memphis as leverage with their current job. They didn't actually want to go to Memphis because they didn't want to follow Cal, but they were using this job as the leverage. Like, hey, I'm Memphis wants
but
me.
RC, everybody said no.
Yeah.
And he gave it to the dude who was last packing his car on the way up to Kentucky. You telling me that's the right way to handle it?
No,
you got to go chase some of them other dudes.
It definitely, obviously, you know, was not a success on the whole, you would say. You know, Josh was 31 years old again, 32 years old when he got that job. And
he got a second contract for 2.6.
You know what we could have done?
He did go to four straight NCAA tournaments to his credit.
Won the conference, what, four times?
He went 16.
That video looked good on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it really did.
We could have pulled somebody.
I watched that video. They did 2 minutes on Josh Pastner Sunday at the Forum, bro.
We could have gone fired NBA coach like you did with Cal.
Yeah, you could have. But who, like that? Who would have wanted that?
I don't know who was fired in
2 minutes. I said, everybody pause. Everybody pause. Let's talk about the UNLV coach.
By the way, Cal was a great hire in that moment in 2000.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean, because I don't know, you know. I mean, yes, he had the UMass Final Four. So I guess that was just the perfect match. Like, it was just like, he's available. He's hungry. You know, Memphis has an opening. Because Brad's favorite coach, Tick Price, did some things he shouldn't have done.
No way, Jose. It's that guy in UNLV now.
Your first ever appearance on this station, you said Tick Price was your favorite. Did you not?
No, I did not.
Brad did not say that. But it was just like the
I said Josh Pastner.
The timing was the you know, the thing. You just need timing. You just need timing. And that 2000, you know, the crazy thing about that 2016 search is like we never even heard another name. It was just Tubby. Like we don't even know who was interested in it. We don't know, like, was Buzz Williams a guy that they, you know, like we just never heard anybody other than Tubby. I would have been very interested. We know obviously in 2018 there was just one call. That's all. But you know, I would have liked to know who was interested in 2016 because that would maybe be the most accurate representation today of who it would be. Of course, even hell, it's changed a lot since then too with NIL and ref share.
No, it has.
So I don't know. I really don't know the answer. They can go get the UT Martin coach or something if the job opens. I don't know.
He apparently is doing a hell of a job.
He's playing Florida State tonight. He's a 20-point underdog. Watch that game.
So is Tony Madlock. Y'all won't give him a job.
I like Tony a lot. You know what? He might be your next Memphis coach when Penny decides to leave.
Man, making a tournament and everything.
Tony's a really good coach.
That's your next Memphis coach, right? I mean, that's the coach in waiting at this point.
He should be the next UAB coach.
It is not the coach in waiting.
That is the coach in waiting.
Not the coach in waiting.
Folks, that's the coach in waiting.
I would trust Tony to build UAB into at least something that we could go in there and get a quad two. You know what I'm saying?
Tony Madlock.
I can't believe Andy Kennedy had
future American coach.
He would be the second best team in the American, Tony Madlock. I guarantee it.
I have a coaching candidate, but I'm not going to say it on the air because the job's not open, so I'm not going to say it.
Coach candidate for what? Here?
Memphis. For Memphis basketball opened up. I have
your mind.
I have a candidate.
We have a coach's name.
I charged up John with my Tony stamp
Well,
comment.
Yeah, I mean, you're a sabotage.
I want to charge you up and see where you go.
Replacing the freaking basketball coach when you should be talking about replacing the football coach.
I've already talked about
it. Frustrates
all that.
The mess out of me, man.
I've already.
Nobody should be talking about Penny Hardaway replacing him.
No, I'm sorry, Jason.
Well, I mean, I'm just
that's
saying.
I did that.
Y'all
I
put that
that's
before.
My, that's
so
my.
It's well,
you brought up Tony. I was
football.
Trying to give Tony a good job.
Well, again, I've already agreed with you on the Memphis football situation. Like, I'm just saying, if the job for Memphis basketball did open up, let's not
agree with you too.
We haven't heard rumors over the years of Penny saying he's not going to do this anymore. I mean,
when I leave, it'll never be better.
We've all heard those rumors. So, I'm just saying, like, who would I have to have a list in my pocket, Jason, like RC did, of coaches that I would hire in the event that absolutely happened. But yeah, Brad he is not with us. He's the guy cutting the under the sea cables.
I don't think
you know.
I don't think it's a job that
Nordstrom.
I mean, I look at the Memphis football job and see opportunity and a bunch of guys who would want it. I look at Memphis basketball and I see Man, you're telling me I got to go schedule like a SWAC school in the non-con. No joke.
No, it's a
literally
tougher,
the four
it's a
toughest
tough
was with the SWAC schools.
Facts.
Schools that have to get bye games.
You're right.
That's where you were in terms of how tough your schedule was. You got to do that because there's nothing in the conference.
Yeah.
And every time you lose a conference game, you're dropping back 10, 15 spots at KenPom or something. You know, if you don't run them off the floor, that's hard.
Yeah,
and
is.
Then you win the American and all you may get is an 8 or 9 seed,
yeah.
Like 5 seeds the outlier season. That's a hard gig talking about, you know, one. It's not about following Penny.
Yeah.
It's about how hard the job is with a, you know, one that's historically had national championship expectations or at least aspirations, but
yep.
Certainly
yeah.
Expectations to compete at that level.
Well said.
That's hard, bro.
Yes, yes.
I win the American as a football coach here. I'm in the college football playoff and get me a new job for to go to the Power Four.
But I do think
at
this moment you're like the Lionel Hollins rallier, you know, with the signs like with four people out there. Not four people.
Oh, there's more than four of us now.
Agreed.
That four was 2 years ago, fool.
Yeah.
When me and Giannotto were out there.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna let you frame this. You're doing it. Yeah. You're spot on it.
But Giannotto,
I'm out here with you.
But Giannotto left, bro.
He did. He left me alone for a minute. And then all y'all tell him, oh, look at these good wins Ryan's got. Shut up. Shut up. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. He runs a good, clean program. I like him. There's no fire to replace him.
That is currently accurate. That doesn't mean it will always be accurate.
Let's give him an NIL deal then. Let's boost him up then. Let's give him what he needs, right?
But
5 years, $25 million. From FedEx, thank you, Fred.
Here,
rest in peace.
Here's my ultimate bottom line on
fourth
Memphis
and
football.
Sixth for that money.
If you already know that it's not going to be good enough, which after six seasons of not appearing in the conference championship game, four of those with a 4-year starter at quarterback, if you already know that, and one of those years, by the way, was with the returner in Brady White. We don't even talk about that. Like his first year, he had Brady White. If you know already after 6 years it's not going to be good enough, there's really no rational need to wait for it to be disastrous before you make the change. Because it may never get disastrous enough. It may never get to a 4-win season. It may never get to a 5-win season. You may have to make this move after he wins 7 games, which I would tell you, like, if you already know you are going to need to do it, then you should just do it.
You know why it won't happen, though? At the end of the day, if Ed were to pull the trigger on this and not to work, it's your total demise.
It's too risky.
It's too risky for a sitting AD to do it, and therefore it will not happen.
And again, it's a presidential decision as well, so it's like you better be right. Because
you have to nail it if you do it so you don't do it.
And the truth is they may not know. They may not know who would be the successor.
I'm with Jason, by the way, on this, to be clear.
I
literally think you would. I know you joke that there's 3-4 people out there. I think you would fire up a significant portion of the fan base by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That because you would say, this is how serious we are
right.
about competing. When we get a 5-year deal from FedEx
yep.
for NIL, we're intent on not wasting it. We're intent on not finishing 4th and 6th.
Right.
6th is the where they are now. Again, they're about to play Navy. It could get worse.
It could.
Is the point. And by firing him, you say that to your fans.
You got balls about
it. You say,
we're gonna
you know
do
what?
This
little $6 million,
yeah, we're doing
$7 million
this. Yeah.
ain't anything for
I
us.
Hear you.
We were just willing to give the Big 12 $200 to $250. This is how serious we are. Move aside Boise State and Tulane and for Venedi and the Athletic, South Florida,
right.
which they say is number one. This is how serious we are about this.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you again, there will be folks that say, I want that job. They're not going to fire me because I ain't going to get it to 6 years. I'll get to a conference championship, and I'll be out of there to the Power Four. That's how you stay hot. This is very simple.
Yeah.
And you hit the key point. Math. If you keep here and you stay here and you keep winning 9 games that don't matter,
right.
he keeps adding a year. Eventually, when you do decide to move on, you're still paying the same money and maybe more if he keeps adding the year is my point.
Right.
Now, if he doesn't get another year this year, John, you got 4 to pay off.
Right.
That's an opportunity
right.
instead of 5 would be my point. But back to you. You better off doing that now than
yeah.
kicking the can down the road if you don't believe he's ever going to get over the hump.
Yep.
And what evidence has he shown you that he is?
Yes.
Because that's the key. That's where you guys have stopped with me and you've said, well, he, next year he's got more in NIL. He's recruited well. How many more times are we going to do this? There should be an urgency about this. And in doing, and in there being an urgency, you would say to your fan base, this is how serious it is as we get set to get you in a new Saturday, Friday night experience in newly renovated Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We got the right guy now. Let's go take advantage of what we've got. I mean, that's how they should be looking at this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you ain't serious about your shift.
Right.
To your point. You're wasting resources.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly
right.
How many
more years can Memphis make the wrong decisions when it comes to these coaching hires and stuff, especially now as you shift to where you should be with football first? You can't keep affording to make the wrong ones, man.
Yeah, look, I 100% respect and mostly agree with what you're saying.
Somebody's got to be aggressive and not just do the status quo and the, you got to nip this in the bud, man. Don't be sitting out here in no man's land. How do you get people to buy in like that?
Well, I just think Memphis is usually a risk-averse university, and that's why we're...
They weren't so risk-averse that they didn't allow that deal that they made to the Big 12 get out.
Right.
You know? Because it was not embarrassing to get slapped down to have Big 12 embarrassed? But they were aggressive. They made the deal. Because, again, new sort of aggressive... Who cares? Just make them the deal. Make them turn you down.
Right.
The point being, you have to be... proactive, man, here. Don't wait. Because you know what we're going to be doing this time next year? Having the same discussion.
Right. No, we are.
And we did it year before. And there's just more on my side now. I guarantee you there's more than y'all think.
No, it adds up. I don't deny that.
I mean,
it's just unfortunately those people don't make that decision. You know?
You're talking about $6 million, though.
Right.
Right. It's who can pay that money.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you've had folks pumping money in for the last few years, and we're willing to pump more money in to make the Big 12. You telling me those same folks that were that excited wouldn't get excited about what we just talked about? Hey, if we got the right guy, he's gonna get us where we're supposed to be in a college football player, then I'm getting my return on investment. This is a dollars and cents conversation. You're losing more.
Yeah.
Let's just boil it down to money. You're losing more with apathy going forward. Literally, millions.
Well, that's
ticket sales and everything else.
It will be that. Then
it is to fire him for the six to whatever $8 million it's going to be if he's got 5 years or four.
I'd love to,
it's just math.
Hear from, but I don't know. I don't know that, they're quite there yet. Let's see how this season ends and how bad it truly gets.
I think it would be three in a
row with those people, though.
It would be losing three in a row to end the season.
Yes. And I think the main point that's undeniable is just that apathy will set in. It's just like, what is Memphis's appetite for that in football?
At a time, you need people going in, right, John?
Yeah,
because the place is going to be newly renovated.
Stakes are very high right now. The stakes are very high. But see, I think
you keep people excited if you make that call.
We agree. I just think Memphis believes that 8 to 9 is good enough and should be good enough. As a university, I think they believe that. No, nobody. I don't know what Ed said with you.
You still believe it when you've raised up the level of resources,
right,
for the people behind the scenes?
Well,
how could they still believe that 8 or 9 without a conference, even a title appearance, is good enough when you've increased what you're giving?
Yeah.
How could you believe? They're all, as you can, and so smart. Rich people want the return. They're not dumb with their money. They're not just generous when they want to just give it away to you, and you don't do anything with it.
Right.
Back to that point.
Like, this is
2 years into the 5-year deal, 4th and 6th.
Yes. Yeah, this is what Gabe said. Gabe wore the uniform, and this is what he said. It is currently not good enough. Can't afford 6-year conference championship droughts in the current climate of college football. However, not good enough does not equal bad. Well-run program not living up to championship standard. That's his official stance on it. And I just kind of believe that would be the university stance, too. Like, it's not good enough, but it's not bad enough for us to do something. Even though I think you can make that case very easily that you're the opportunity
You were doing
cost.
Better when you were investing less. How is that good? How is that good business?
Mm-hmm.
You had made 3 straight. So you're going to tell me. So, and again, you bring up Gabe's quote. So is he ready next year if Ryan does the same thing?
Right.
That's sort of what we said last year.
7 years of not living up to it.
And frankly, we said it about the year when he was picked number one that he should win it. And now you're telling me he needs 2 or 3 more?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? You say it. He says it right there. You can't afford to have this in college athletics. Not with the position that Memphis is in, where right now it has access to the college football playoff.
I agree.
A thing that is not promised, by the way.
That's right.
Is not promised. Although... God, I hope it's always there. Hopefully they expand,
right,
and that can keep it there, whether we got to sue them or whatever.
Yep.
But while that is there, you got to have urgency. That's why you can't kick the can down the road. I respect Gabe because he wore the uniform. I pray to God that that is not the sentiment,
right,
over there. What I do know is you have a forward-thinking AD, one guy who is not tied to the history and how it's been done in the past around here. And let's be real, we got a lot of botched choices in terms of what we've done. And our sports, that's how we've fallen behind.
Right.
You can't allow that to happen again.
Well, like,
and that's with all due respect to Gabe. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
The guy's winning 8-9 games. He's winning.
And there's no guarantee that the next hired would be as good.
He's not embarrassing you.
Right.
But again, imagine how many, John, the quality of people that are going to want this job, right? There is another Fuente in there. There's another Norvell in there. And if you don't take the gamble and go do it, you're not finding that guy. You're going on with good guy who gets you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy who can't get you to a conference championship. You're doing a disservice to the 31,000 people that were out there against Tulane. They're ready to break through. Constantly running this dude back out there to them.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's also a hard year in the terms of the coaching carousel to hire, you know, this offseason. That's why another reason why they won't do it. It's because all these Power 5 jobs are hiring, and the best candidates are going there. So the timing,
right?
These are all right. The reasons why Memphis is 100% not going to do anything.
It's hilarious. I mean, yeah, Rand Tubby Smith, a Hall of Famer, up out of here after two.
Yep.
For a basketball program you're now shifting away from.
Yeah.
But not going to run Ryan Silverfield, who ain't won a damn thing in terms of something that really matters. Right now, yeah. Oh, sure, it's helped. Something that matters to his contract and continuing to lock in, but not in terms of brand.
Well,
Big 12 folks saying nothing's happened at Memphis since we vetted them because you ain't been in no conference championships. That's the part he's supposed to knock out.
I agree. Would just argue different regime, different administration, president wise, right? Like Rudd was more aggressive in that way.
No question.
Sports, you know, and maybe if Rudd was the president, there would be more of a, you know, of an active,
yeah,
you know.
Well, What I would go back to something you said, the bottom line, if you're making this shift and going on with Ryan Silverfield, you're not serious about it. You're not serious about that shift and really making football the forefront.
Right.
Because what you're willing to do is risk losing this momentum. Folks are ready, man. Memphis football was hyped two Fridays ago.
Yep.
You're going to risk losing this even more by saying that you believe Ryan Silverfield's going to get you the hump. Because you know what you keep saying? When you say you believe that, people stop believing. When he continues to not get it done.
Yeah.
And folks are going to stop going. Problem is, that's your building now. This ain't like the old days where the city can. That is your building. You need that thing hot. You need it to be a great experience going in there. How many of us think Ryan Silverfield's going to have it hot? We tried two Friday nights ago.
He had it hot two Fridays ago. He had your ass in the building.
Bro, they hit us first play.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's happening over there? Well, how are we not prepared when we are front runners?
Yeah, your ass in that building.
This isn't, y'all, this is not, I'm serious, man. This is not an act or a bit.
No, it's
at
definitely.
All.
No, we know.
This is frustration.
You've always, you were here.
I feel like not I'm from, getting fired.
This is not frustration from no one's listening to me.
I appreciate it.
It's not even that, because I've kind of been saying a version of this for a while now.
Right.
It's not that. It's that, it's how is there not an urgency?
Mm-hmm.
When we say all these things about what Memphis football can be and what it should be and everything else, what folks should do. We ask folks to go to games. You know, what are we talking about here? And again, those of us, we've always been the have-nots. You'll continue to be.
Yeah.
You'll continue to be. I think he's pretty much shown you. Seven teams, John, made the American Championship since Norvell left.
Yeah.
In 6 years. We're not one of them. Fred's money, God bless him, has gotten us a fourth-place finish last year and a sixth-place finish, at least for right now, is where you are. How is that not Ryan Silverfield wasting resources?
Mm. I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Beneath ECU in the standings. Yeah.
You got to go win that ECU game.
He did have you out there, though. He did have you out there on Friday.
It's not good. I paid all the money.
All the money.
I don't want free tickets.
He had you believing. Coach Silverfield.
I hadn't been in there since the SMU loss, the last loss in there, because I didn't believe. And then when I came back, because I was starting to believe, Brad. Remember the story I told about him beating South Florida?
Yes.
I said, my gosh, this guy.
He got you back, man.
He holds them together. I'm ashamed I didn't go out there.
Hold up four.
The fourth quarter is what he did.
He came out there as a tribute to pay homage.
He did.
And I said
He put it out there.
I said that Ryan took those four fingers that he put them in that fourth quarter for that game, and he slapped me back down to the couch with me. He said, shut up, Jason. We're about to beat South Florida. I gave him his respect because he had earned it. And what happened? We got back out there to the front of the pack. That horse was winning, and here come the antics.
Seabiscuit.
Here come the antics. Bad beat. The horse falls.
That's crazy.
I ain't never seen a...
It's ridiculous.
He may have it better than Josh.
Predictable, too, at this point. Almost predictable.
He might have it better than Josh ever did.
Much better.
What Josh didn't have
much
for
better.
Him by year six and year seven was all these soldiers around him saying, he's doing a good job. A whole soldier. You know, see what I'm saying? A whole defense line. He didn't have that. Folks were starting to realize, man, we got to move on. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many are still bought into...
Everybody
Ryan
cool
as,
about
as
it.
The guy to get
around.
They
want him.
Times have changed, man. These should be urgent times. It shouldn't be old times.
No, it's ridiculous.
You got all the opportunity in the world to be in that college football playoff. You see who's sitting in it right now? That's what pisses me off. North Texas. That's who's sitting in the spot right now on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
North Texas! Let me go outside, bro. I'm serious.
Ryan Silverville going to join us when we get back. We'll talk to him about
Ryan.
Please come on. No,
I would let Ryan get it all off. I say okay.
I don't think that.
Get it off your chest, and then I've got some questions.
Go ahead, Ryan. Explain all this.
I don't think we'll ever have to worry about that.
Do you have your men all in on this Navy game?
They just never gave up.
I just think we can't let you two getting together. You know, it's like fire and ice.
I would hope that
you've
the city would come to my defense.
I think
I shouldn't have to throw a blow. God will handle my battles in that one. Let me guarantee you that.
It's fair.
There were folks are going to stand in front of me.
You got soldiers.
If Ryan got something to he going to slap me?
No.
No, he's going to slap me. No, I mean
exactly.
He already did with the four fingers. I thought
figuratively.
Poor. Excuse me.
He shut us up.
Yes.
With that fourth quarter. Call.
No, I don't.
He did it. South Florida. You were gone. You were at Disney.
It wouldn't come to blows or anything like that. But I just think there's just so much passion.
I couldn't.
So much passion on one side of that. You know what I mean? So, but I appreciate it. I think
you guys think I'm playing.
No,
there should be an urgency about.
No,
that.
I think
don't
I don't
talk
think,
to me about firing Penny Hardaway.
I think you're very serious.
I'm not.
I don't think you're wrong. For the record,
same.
I just think it's going to be a frustrating.
They just won't do it.
Decade for you because. It's never going to happen.
Nope. And that's what's frustrating.
You're
going
to waste it again, just like you did with Josh. That's the whole point of the story.
If you had balls, you'd fire him.
And folks have texted me. It's like, well, the Josh extension is what buried us as opposed to the actual hiring. And that's a very good point, is the extension that kept him here and made it tougher to get off of him. Lock that in.
Right. Exactly.
But I'm telling you,
terrible contract.
I'm feeling similarities.
They're very. It's an automatic year.
And by the way, Scotty points out it could get worse. Also true.
It could.
Also
it could.
True.
I
but
mean, that
you,
is a
you actually have to. That's why it takes balls, because you have to be willing to fail at trying to be awesome.
Well, home schedule doesn't help you next year, does it?
I would guess.
Have we
not.
Looked at
I
that?
Mean, yeah. I mean, they may
not,
be
not
waiting
in terms
for
of
that.
Competitively. I just meant in terms of attractive games. Right.
No,
if we go in another year, Ryan Silver, let's go. I'm thinking I'm going to buy a season ticket. If I'm looking at the home schedule, there's not there's no Arkansas on there, right? It's more. It's
2026. It's Arkansas State and UT Martin.
We looked at it and said how bad it is.
You're at Boise.
They can win those games.
What?
Well, that's not the point.
I'm not talking about competitively.
I know.
I'm talking about
the
experience.
The butts and seats.
In my actual new Simmons
is,
Bank,
the
bank.
Gravitas.
Another nine winner.
Yeah, that's a nine winner. Silverville loved that schedule.
This is the
come
opponents.
On, Gabe. I need you over here fighting with the white side.
He's too nice.
Arkansas State, Boise State, UT Martin.
I'm a recruit, Gabe.
At Charlotte, UAB at home, Army at home, ECU at home, Temple at home. At Navy, at Tulane, at USF. I mean, that three-game stretch to end the season is pretty brutal. If that's the way it all falls, I mean, the dates have not been announced, but I think that's correct. So, I mean, you're probably going to be looking at 3-4-5. You're probably looking at like 7-5 next year would be my guess. Maybe better depending on if the USF coach leaves, if the Tulane coach leaves. I mean, that's, those coaches are leaving. They're going to have to start over.
These folks like
another 9-3 win.
I just don't think there's a real passion to fire Ryan. He's doing a good job. Let's talk about firing Penny.
It's ridiculous. We're just more used to that.
It's much more comfortable conversation. How? When the man won, did what he's supposed to do last year.
I think.
Won the conference.
It's crazy. Now, I'm not suggesting y'all are like that at all, but you get my point.
I get it.
It's like, that is what is frustrating me. Yeah. You'd rather have a conversation about Penny right now? Who's coming? That's not even the forefront anymore. That's somebody else's building. You can't get more than 10,000 basically down there to see it anymore. It's a top 25 team last year. Let's have the conversation about the football program first, at least. Ridiculous.
That's right. All right, Tommy West going to join us on the other side.
Bill, we did it for him. He would take us to the college football, certainly to the American.
He would have loved
if
these
we
resources.
Had given him this. This is what he asked for.
This is what he asked.
He got D'Angelo with nothing. Him and Fichtner, they just had nothing but a dream and a mobile home to park outside his house.
That's just facts. Facts.
No money.
Yeah. Rip Shear going to join us on the other side. Got a lot to get to. Stick around, J&J 90 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.